Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 20th, seventh day of the 2024 budget session. Last night, we worked until 11:30 p.m., hearing 82nd reading amendments to House Bill 1, the budget bill. This was the first time the full House had the opportunity to provide amendments to the draft budget the Joint Appropriations Committee has been working diligently on. I voted for two amendments that supported mental health services. Second reading amendment number 33 passed. This amendment added money into the 988 Suicide Hotline Trust Fund, which will support suicide crisis intervention. I also voted for second reading amendment 45, but it failed to be adopted. This amendment would have put money towards a grant program to support mental health services in K-12 schools. Locally, our school districts have been pressed to support the amount of crisis intervention needed in our schools. I voted for Second Reading Amendment 3 and Second Reading Amendment 49, both of which were developed to support law enforcement agencies that are helping border states deal with illegal immigration. I did not support efforts to restrict how the University of Wyoming and its partnering universities teach healthcare professionals. Even though the state of Wyoming funds a large portion of UW's budget, I do not believe the legislature should serve as the school board for UW. By law, the University of Wyoming is managed by a board of trustees that are chosen by the governor. Wyoming primarily funds UW through a block grant and then funds some specific entities at the university like the School of Energy Resources. In my opinion, the legislature should not micromanage the operations of the university or the community colleges. I also supported Second Reading Amendment 46, which provided a slight increase to the Hathaway scholarships. There has not been a bump in the size of the Hathaway scholarships in several years, and the trust fund for the Hathaway has grown enough to support extra dollars going to students. This is an exceptional program that has helped thousands of students headed to post-secondary education. Tomorrow, we will hear and debate third reading amendments to the budget bill, and I expect another long day. I can be reached with questions or comments at albert@albertsummers.com. Thank you.